Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about undoing old real estate habits. Yesterday, Jill and I were lucky enough to be the guests on somebody else's show, where they primarily flip houses. And not to our surprise, but maybe to you as a listener, your surprise, we were explaining to seasoned real estate professionals why sending out mail is the best way to create deal flow for yourself and to create the best opportunity to find the cheapest property on the buy side, whether you're going to renovate it or not. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of jaws just on the desk on the other side of the camera, where people were just saying, you know, these are people that are older than me.
It was cool. It was Flipping America. I don't know if you guys know Roger Blankenship, I think it is. We had a really great conversation before and after, and then I got a really nice follow-up email from him. Like,
oh, you did?
Yeah, well, it's going to tie into this. Got a nice email after the show going, wow. I mean, literally, like, oh my goodness, I just learned some stuff, you know, and it's so, I'd love to talk about it more when we get into the show, because this is what happens. We're undoing old real estate habits, and there's just another professional that said, oh my gosh, there's a little bit better way I could be doing this part of my business.
Yeah. It made me personally question who our customer is, Land Academy, but we'll talk about that in a second too. Okay. I thought I knew, but like everything, I didn't really know. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Matthew wrote, my name is Matt. I'm 24 years old and I'm just finishing graduate school. I have some money saved up and I'm looking to start my land business before jumping into a full-time career. I have always dreamed of being an entrepreneur and am particularly interested in real estate. Combine the two, and now I have a land business. Cheers and good luck to all. So that's super cool.
When we on Land Investors, when people join our group, we ask them to just kind of
introduce.
Yeah, and that's what this
say
is.
Say hi, introduce yourself.
So what this question or this comment caused me to think about personally, you know, and if you don't know already, Jill runs all the real estate part of all of these companies, and I kind of handle the education part of it and the lines of business like Neighbor Scoop and O2O and things like that. Jill gets to do all the fun stuff.
Oh, right.
I get to do the administrative stuff.
Thanks. Last time I checked, you picked. You picked what you want to work
on. So this is causing me lately, especially with the show we did yesterday, and, you know, we're talking to seasoned real estate professionals. It's caused me to question who our customer is, and I've kind of decided I'd love to hear your opinion on this, Jill. Because it ties right into Matt's thing here. Who's our customer? Who's the Land Academy customer? And I think there's two.
Oh, I think there's many.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Can't profile it?
Nope. Just like our buyers. I stopped trying to assume I know what people want. You know, the first time I assumed that, oh, no one's going to want this property way out here. You got to take a four-wheel drive to it. I sold it so fast. You know, there's... I mean, I'm not trying to disagree with you, but
no,
I think
the more, if we had the same opinion, it would be boring.
Right. Because if I think I know, I'm proven wrong. You know, look at, we joke about people that are in our group that Excel scared the crap out of them. I don't know if I can say that word, sorry. But
you can say crap.
Okay, cool. But, and here they learned Excel. They had every other piece but Excel. And our guts would say, oh, this is not going to work. But you know what? So what? They overcame that obstacle. So it's I don't really necessarily think we have a. If I had to say we had a type, is this the question?
Well, you can answer it however you want. I think there's basically two groups that people fall into. Okay. Two profile groups. One is Matt here, where he's new and he's young and he's smart. Obviously, he's finishing graduate school. He's got a little bit of money saved up, and he needs to start from step one. You know, the name of the topic here today is undoing old real estate habits. So for a guy like Matt or Matthew, undoing some of those old habits is not a real challenge at all.
Because there aren't any. Yeah, exactly.
The group that we talked to yesterday, or that interviewed us, I guess, were much, much older than me, if that's possible. and had a lot of preconceived notions and developed skills and successful stories about buying and selling real estate. So when we said sending out direct mail offers really is the way to go, and here's why, as you can imagine, their first reaction is, which is the second group, by the way, the second type of person, their initial reaction was, okay, who are you guys, and come on. And so we started getting into the numbers, and it was in a Zoom format, so there were a lot of people on the, it was a webinar, it was live. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people, I love live stuff, because you can Me get too. People's immediate opinion too. About what everyone's saying. So it was just real interesting to see their reactions, and then eventually see over the hour, see their reactions kind of warm up or change to how we
based
do
on
it.
Their questions.
Yeah,
their questions change, like, oh, okay, how does this work, and how does that work, and mm-hmm. what are those numbers again, and
right.
and you could tell they're writing things down.
Oh yeah.
Oh, totally.
I was looking into the camera.
Yeah, and then even the host was putting things in the chat. It's like, okay, don't worry, everybody, I'm taking notes. That's kind of what he was doing. It was really cool. So awesome. Welcome, Matt. We're glad you're here.
Yeah. Today's topic: undoing old real estate habits. This is the meat of the show.
I was going to add that. So, well, I was starting to say what I think, who I think our people are. And the common theme is having to, obviously, you have to understand and connect and get what we're doing. That's the bait. That's, you got to get past that first. So, when we're out and we talk to people and we meet them, and they're like, so what do you guys do? And I start to explain it. There's two groups. One, their eyes gloss over right away. And two goes, oh, wait a minute. You mean this works with that kind of a product? And like, yeah, totally. So that's the first division. And then tying into this, so I see what I'm going to say is our
I'm
people.
I'm going to take notes.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay. Our people are the people that can grasp the concept, even if they have no understanding really what's going on, but they grasp the, you know, buy here and sell for more. We can all kind of say that, but when you see that you can, there's a way to buy cheaper and it's worth something more today, and you can explain how that works and they get it, that's the hurdle. That's it. So our people are the people that A, understand that whole concept, and B, are the people like us that will die trying. I gave you a speech yesterday. I said, we need to stop this. And part of what I was trying to tell Stephen is we have to accept the fact that he and I, and really our advanced group, and there's a lot more people that are rising up too, so don't worry, just because I'm not including you right now doesn't mean I'm not including you forever.
If you're advanced,
you're just not on my radar yet. But we are the 1%. And I used to say 5, and now I think it's 1. There's really a 1% of this planet that will die trying whatever it is. And I think of the guy that we did the podcast with a couple weeks ago, where he talked about, he figured out, like, I could get a free couch, free, off, you know, pick it off somebody's sidewalk because they're moving today and it's got to get out of there kind of thing.
I love that interview. I think about it all the time. I think his name was Johnny Newsom.
Yeah, pick up a free couch and take some pictures, put it on Craigslist for $100 and make some money.
I just love Johnny Newsom.
Ding. So that's kind of a version of what we're doing. So he had to go through that to understand what we do. And then he's like, well, this all makes sense. No kidding. I did it with couches. I can do it with this. And it's so much better when I get something for $1,000, I sell it for $10. Woohoo, it's way better than $0 to $100, like a couch. And there's no inventory. So that's how I was explaining our people. So I was thinking about this topic, undoing real estate habits. My favorite people are the ones that were past the first part. We're past understanding what to do with real estate, but they're missing something. Like, they're flipping, they're having to improve it. They think they have to subdivide. They have to spend 6 months or a year on something to really provide value to sell for more. And it's so interesting. I love working with those pros, but it's very hard sometimes to undo these old habits.
Yeah.
But when you do, and I'm talking to a pro, I'm tying this all in and I'm going to let you talk. I'm sorry, I'm finishing my thought here.
I think it's great, Jill.
Okay. So it reminded me of talking to Roger yesterday. And I watched Roger as a priest, like our age. I watched the light bulb moment.
Yeah.
And it makes me so happy and so excited because I can help him. And am I going to change anything about what I'm doing? No. Am I hurting myself or sharing my secrets anyway? No. I was able to just give him a little. We were able to give him a little information, and I watched the light bulb moment, and it's going to change his world. I know it. And so he immediately. I mean, I barely got from this studio to the second floor to my office and my desk. I sat down. There was an email from him thanking us. Like. And it was so nice because he thanked us for two things. One was he had fun talking to us, and we all connected. And I love he has a religious background. It's very interesting. If you dig in and look him up, you'll find out he was a minister, a preacher of some sort. And so I think that someone in that position, you got to really be learning to read people
and have an open mind
and figure out who are good people, who are mm-hmm. not good people, because people take advantage of you. And he immediately said, I love your energy and I love you guys. I totally get you're real people and you really are here to help. And that made me feel so good. I'm like, thank you, Roger. I haven't replied yet. I need to reply. I've been thinking about it all day. And he's like, so the two things he connected on. Number two was, I want to be in your world. Like, I think I need to learn more from you guys because it's going to up his business and up his game. We got through and we can help him. And I'm sure it's just an old habit. He's got some old habits of how he's reaching people. And we can help with that.
Jill and I are constantly going through some version of self-improvement. You know, I didn't...
Every day.
You know, so I'm a part of a group. I don't even know if you know this, Jill, but I'm a part of another person's education group for commercial real estate. It's a completely different product type. And how they deliver deliver it is very different. And so my mind's, again, very open on learning things. And what I'm learning from these guys, aside from an amazing, like, specific product type knowledge, which I don't have, I'm learning, is that they're huge direct mail guys.
Oh, yes.
I think I know who you're talking about,
but I didn't know how involved you were. This is really cool.
So, yeah. And I go to all their stuff. So, they split it up. They split up half of it. There's two guys like us. There's two people, and they split the responsibilities up. One is like a manager, a hands-on with the actual asset type and dealing with the challenges that are there and the tenants and stuff. And the other guy's like me, you know, who I really identify with. And he's more the writer in the group and the born teacher. And they say the same thing. You know, they're here, they created the group to create business partners, and then they have their partners on there, the deals that they're doing with them. So, but the direct mail thing came up yesterday when I was involved in their group, and this is what they said. 1%, where on the planet, when you achieve 1%, you won. So if you send out 1,000 letters and, 1%, you get a 1% response, and it's usually for us a lot less than 1%. Every once in a while, somebody really criticizes us on this. A brand new person that, you know, what do you mean? You send out 1,000 letters and you do a deal? You know, how is that winning? Well, you do the math on that, you're knocking it out of the park. And then, so with these commercial real estate asset types, if you get one of those, geez, I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases, millions of dollars of equity. So I think that it's very hard, very specifically with this one topic, you either get direct mail and the data behind it, or you don't. And that's really what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We had I have a buddy who's a medical doctor who introduced me to some younger kids socially, some guys that are like in their 20s. He's like, you know, you got to meet these guys because they're really ambitious, and there are three of them. And one of them ended up being an intern because he's a data guy for Fox Sports, and he hates it. He hates the politics. He was an intern in school. They loved him because he's just crazy bright. He's a total natural data person. So I was telling him over drinks what we do. And now, you know, this is two weeks ago. Now he's an intern here. And I'm actually learning from him. Like, he's saying, well, you could look at data this way. Because he's 24 years old. So old habits. I have old habits, and I'm constantly conscious of not letting those. I don't ever want to be the guy that's like, we've been doing it for 20 years this way. This is how we're going to do it.
I have a brag moment. What you just talked about was so flippin' funny. I'm a sponge. I really am. I want to learn. I want to learn new things. So I was talking to some of our staff yesterday. I'm like, you guys, we're missing this whole new wave of stuff. They're like, what are you talking about? And the people I was talking to happened to be 21 and 25. And I enlightened them.
What?
On a new social media. They go, what are you? They didn't heard of Parler. They're like, what's Parler? I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
We need to be, and so good, we're going to be the first ones on, we need to be selling property on Parler today, right now. They're like, we hadn't even heard of Parler.
How did you learn about it?
Because I'm a sponge. I'm just all over picking up on all kinds of things. There's a couple new little things, but Parler's the one that's getting the loudest attention. And I'll tell you, it's in Facebook. A lot of people are getting like mad at Facebook. They're like, we're going to Parler. They're not gonna do Facebook. And I'm like, okay. So in here, tip Land Academy people, you know who you are. So the kids, how funny is this, pulled up Parler and they went, well, this is a place for people like preppers. And we're like, hello. And they're like, that's a lot of the people who buy property like from us. And I said, ding, ding. They're like, okay, we're on it. I'm like, thank you. So anyway, it was just kind of like, it ties into the undoing old habits. Even myself, I'm not going to die going, I'm a Twitter fan, I'm a MySpace person,
we all know people
Facebook
like that.
Is going to be the end all be all. No, you've got to be open to every new thing. And again, I'm just kind of bragging because I was like, I one-upped them.
I'm trying to think if I've ever taught anybody anything recently.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so.
Yes, you do. Every day, knock it off.
It's not about that.
Of course you do. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called The Real Definition of Deal Flow. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Had you heard of Parler?
No.
Okay.
No, but though that's not my job. So, you know, I wouldn't expect you to know about two old guys that talk about commercial real estate either. I mean, it's just not.
No, I'm just curious.
That's why I think.
I'm just wondering I was only asking because if it tripped your radar in anywhere in social media or anything that you're.
No, the challenge with new social media sites is like there's probably 20 new ones. Which one's got any traction?
Right.
And so that's you got to find it where it's like, okay, it's got traction.
Right. It's pretty interesting. And it's like a Twitter kind of a Twitter thing.
Is it text based?
I haven't got that far into it. I know of it. I don't have a Parler account yet, but I will. Give me a minute.
Let the staff do it.
Yeah. So super cool. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable and we really do appreciate your support. So if you haven't already, please get on over to our YouTube channel where you can watch this video, by the way, and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.